Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
55 degrees in the capital city. Look for a low tonight of 39. 61 degrees for tomorrow. It's a beautiful night for football, isn't it? And guess what? First round of high school football playoffs kick off tonight. We're going to be joining the Ankeny Hawks versus Lincoln in progress. Then immediately following the first game, Ankeny Centennial versus Johnston. It's going to go head-to-head tonight, all right here at 1350. KRNT. In studio with us is Todd Mendenhall, and we're going to be talking about something called EO International. And what is the organization? What do they do for entrepreneurs? What does he do as an entrepreneur? And what have they got cooked up for later on in November? Welcome to the News Hour, Todd. Grateful that you're here with us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about you before we get into EO just a little bit. You've got multiple businesses. You're a real estate developer.
Correct.
You do what else?
I have a janitorial fire water restoration business called Cleaning Connection, and then I also have a trash hauling recycling business called Earthwise Disposal.
All three of those sort of match up, don't they?
They kind of are in the same core competency. There's a lot of synergies in between each of them.
Tell me a little bit about your tell me about the sexy job. The development projects.
Right. We've got a couple going on, one in the East Village, 505 East Grand, which is a 20,000-foot multi-tenant building going up in the East Village. And then I've got we've just started one at the old Owen Christ property at 1221 Keogh Way.
Very nice.
So those are two underway as we speak.
I know the Owen Christ property. I watched that, as a matter of fact. Did not put it all together that it was your company doing the development on that. That just recently sold, didn't it?
It did. Yeah. We're partners with my partner, Jake Christensen, and recently partners with the Christ family, and we started that development just within the last 45 days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was interesting to watch that. Because that is part of that whole new development of the corridor there on Martin Luther King Drive that hopes to open up that side of the city next.
That's correct. Principal really is the gatekeeper. Mm-hmm. They want that to be their entrance to the gateway to their new campus that they're spending a significant amount of money on. And there is a lot of development there under currently besides our project.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new come and go.
That's what we need is another convenience store.
Yes, the old bus station is being redone and into Earlham Savings Bank. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot going on in that corridor.
I'm waiting for a Walgreens. It's you know, they've got to have a Walgreens there. Walgreens and a come and go a convenience store.
I don't think it's probably too far away. It's coming.
I can well imagine. Todd Mendenhall in studio with us. He's here not necessarily to talk about his business of real estate development and trash hauling and also office cleaning, but he is here to talk about EO. What is EO?
EO is an education-based international organization. Entrepreneurs Organization is its full name, and it's strictly education-based, which is helping our entrepreneurs be better educated, be more well-rounded at home. The total entrepreneur, we talk about the total entrepreneur, which is all facets of their life. It's not a breakfast club. It's specifically for education only.
So when we talk about education, core competencies, I would imagine, would be in the funding area, in the employee development area, in the HR area. You know, we just had a shocking news story. Maybe you guys talk about this a little bit. There was just a $1.4 million settlement with regard to sexual harassment out of Northeast Iowa. And, you know, you read these things in the year 2014 and you think to yourself, seriously, we're still talking about this? We're still doing this? I served for 10 years as on the Human Rights Commission for a county. And I couldn't believe some of the testimony I heard from time to time. We're still facing some of these things. A supremely important thing to talk about in business.
Yeah, I mean, it's, it's about that total entrepreneur. Yeah. It's not just you can't be good at one portion. You've got to have that totality. And that includes home and family and health. And sometimes entrepreneurs are known to pull one lever very hard while leaving other levers undone. And what we hope EO does for people is to think about their entirety. If they don't have their health, they don't have anything. If they don't have their family, they don't have the totality. So we talk about the whole entrepreneur a lot.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur's first lever is to go hard and go very deep, and then potentially the other levers in their life may falter or fall behind.
I'm with you. You know, we our agency, our advertising agency, tends to specialize in entrepreneurial companies because not many other agencies really want to mess with them because they're crazy.
Right.
Entrepreneurs just, you know, tend to say, hey, if I'm making this self-weasel winding torque inducer, I know everything there is to know about the self-weasel winding torque inducer, and everybody ought to buy it because I make it.
Very focused, very slim, and that's why you know, we always talk about let's what you can't do or you're not good.
Yep.
Find somebody else to
yep.
do it for you. You know, find your core competency, because the entrepreneur typically focuses on 10 or 20%. So it's education based strictly. I mean, we work on that whole person, and strictly education based. It's not reciprocity. You're not looking for more business to belong to the organization.
Sure, and there's like 131 chapters of this worldwide, which is pretty sizable.
Yeah.
And, you know, members over 9,500. So this is an international organization that teaches the whole of the entrepreneur.
That's correct. And Iowa is about 45 members, which is our local chapter of that total number you just talked about.
So now talk to me a little bit about becoming a member of this. Is this an invite only? Is this
anybody can join. We have some dollar requirements
sure.
to join. We have to be founder, co-founder, a majority shareholder to get in, and then we have a revenue requirement to do it. But anybody that meets those is able to join.
And then what do we get out of this?
What you're going to get out is we have a monthly learning event where we bring in a core competency. We bring in somebody that you can learn something, like you said, cash flow, capital financing, all that stuff. So
HR,
we have a learning event every month.
Great.
And then we have several benefits where you're using a smaller group called a forum group within that group that you meet with on a monthly basis as well. So you get multiple facets within that organization.
All right. So we've covered two of the three stones we need to cover today. We've talked about your business. We've talked about EO on a national and local scale. Let's talk about this event that you've got planned for November 13th, I believe it is.
Yeah, we have one. Typically, we have one public-facing event, and our event this year is November 13th at the Holiday Inn South. We're having a Differentiate and Die author, Jack Trouton. And we'll have about 300 or 400 people there, and it's a forward-facing public event that the public's invited to, and it's really education-based in the marketing and advertising world. That's what Jack focuses on. If you've heard of Differentiate and Die, he's wrote a number of books on branding and marketing. He's going to come in and do a 4-hour workshop on the 13th. We're doing it in conjunction with ABI, which is Associated Business and Industry of Iowa. They're our partner on it. You can certainly go out to that website. They're hosting it, and you can get tickets for it.
And what are some of the things that Jack has done? He's written a number of books, which are pretty interesting. And he's in this space of advertising and marketing. And one of the things that has been my experience, at least working with so many individuals over the decades that I've been in advertising and marketing, is that many entrepreneurs, many business people, they know about their product, they know about their service, but they really don't know how to market that in front of consumers. They think it's a great thing, but how do you really put it out there? And so having somebody of Jack Trout's status to come to Des Moines for an event like this, pretty big stuff.
It is it's a big coup for Des Moines, and we're happy to present it to town. And you're right, entrepreneurs, much like myself, focus in an area. And as I indicated when I came in the studio today, marketing would be not one of my core competencies. So again, we're trying to expose these entrepreneurs to everything, which would be somebody like Jack Trout that allows them to learn, how to round out the rest of their business.
And so it would be really interesting to see what Jack has to say about, okay, now these are the issues that are out there. These are some of the ways in which you can improve your marketing skills, your advertising skills, and what? That would be the next, okay, we can identify, we can say this is what you ought to be doing. And then what?
Yeah, I think what I've read on the insert, and I read the Differentiated Die, is that what makes you different? What makes you different from your competitors? What in this workshop, I think we're going to learn how to do that, because as entrepreneurs, we always say, this is my this is the best idea that the world has ever come to, and it may necessarily not be the case.
Absolutely. So the event is happening on the 13th of November. It's happening out of really beautifully. You know, I was out there for an adventure not too very long ago, at a public speaking adventure that I was at the Holiday Inn, Airport Holiday Inn, and they have totally redone that. It's absolutely gorgeous. And I think what most people don't realize, that's a locally owned family that has the Airport Holiday Inn.
Yeah, if you've not been out to that, it's spectacular. It's one of the premier, it's brand new, and it's very, very nice out there. They've built a fabulous banquet facility.
Yeah, it was kind of cool because we were the first event out there after they opened up.
Right.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it's
really
been in the last year.
Right. Oh, yeah. This would have been 4 months ago, five months ago.
Yeah.
It is at the Airport Holiday Inn and Convention Complex. You can get tickets, by the way, over at where? Iowa ABI?
ABI is on the website. They're hosting the website. They're putting it on in conjunction with EO Iowa. And so you can go to the website and register.
And so full disclosure, tickets are about $167 each. So you're going to have to be able to get all kinds of goodies with,
right.
If you're paying $167, you better be getting something out of this.
Right, and it's a four-hour workshop with lunch afterwards. I think when you dive down into it, I think he's going to bring that value to those people that attend.
His name is Jack Trout. He is many, many different books he's talked about. He's one of the foremost marketing strategist that's out there, positioning, other important concepts when it comes to marketing strategy, how you can learn to be a better marketer, how you can learn to be maybe engaged in what fits your business. I mean, that's so critical. I mean, people see, and this is just me, and maybe Jack would agree, I don't have any idea, but there's so many ways in which you can market a product or service, but you need to know where your consumers are so that you can market that product or service effectively.
You got to match your great idea with the people that
want it.
Absolutely. Because a lot of people have great ideas and never and can't move off
the blow
first.
It up.
Exactly.
All right. You can get tickets at iowaabi.org. That's iowaabi.org. The event, once again, November 13 from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock, does include lunch. It's going to be over at the Airport Holiday Inn Convention Complex. And thanks so very much, Todd, for coming in and chatting about this.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We certainly do appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break and come back with our own marketing tip for you. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue.